Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello, this is Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged, and welcome to another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Today I want to talk with you about your sales presentation. Whether it's your written sales presentation, as in your bread and butter one-page sales letter, or your oral presentation, or a combination of both. You know, nobody is perfect, and you're not going to close every sale. Of course, you already know that. That's our goal, is to try to close everyone, but it's simply never going to happen. But you don't have to close everyone to be a really good salesperson. Let's look at an example. If you're a professional baseball player and you can maintain a 300 batting average, you can make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, that means you're only successful 30% of the time. You only get a hit one out of three times that you come to the plate. And that's great if you're a baseball player, but if you're an Acapulco cliff diver and you only have a 30% success rate, you quickly get fished out of the water with a dip net and placed into a basket. 30% simply will not work if you're an Acapulco cliff diver. The fact is, nobody is perfect, okay? And neither is any one sales presentation. But if you fail with your sales presentation, you generally end up losing the sale. That's a gimme. Now, we've all observed hundreds or maybe even thousands of people making sales presentations, mostly to us, over the years, and in lots of different industries. And almost without exception, the presentations are filled with a lot of gobbledygook and intangible information that doesn't interest us in the least, okay? It only interests the presenter. And in many cases, the sales presentation bores us to no end. It has no response triggers, no connection, no emotion, and in most cases, there is no sale. So it's your job as a salesperson to try and eliminate as many mistakes as you possibly can from your sales presentation. You must identify and remove each and every roadblock in order to hopefully persuade the prospect to choose you over your competition, and you want them to be able to choose you very easily over your competition. So let's take a look at five of the most common ways people screw up a perfectly good sales presentation. Now, number one, they don't know the person they're trying to sell to. Now, I don't mean literally know them as in friends, but you have to know your marketplace and how to speak to it. You have to know the language they speak. If they have no interest in what you're talking about, they aren't going to buy what you're selling. Okay, so you have to know the language of your marketplace. Number two, they fail to predetermine the wants of the marketplace. What do they really want? You need to do some research and find out what they buy. Once you know what they buy, then you can go sell it to them. For instance, don't go to a PETA convention and try to sell hunting and fishing equipment. No matter how good your presentation is, they simply aren't going to buy what you're selling. And don't waste your time trying to sell Lexus automobiles in a mobile home park. They don't buy them. Does that make sense? I hope so. Number three, they fail to clearly show what makes them or their product different from everybody else's. What can they get from you that they can't get anywhere else, that can't be found anywhere else? What can you give them that no one else can? What is your unique selling proposition? That has to be there. Number four, they fail to clearly show people the benefits and not the features. Now, and to be honest, most salespeople don't know the difference between a benefit and a feature. So here's the difference. A feature is what something is, and a benefit is what it does. Four-wheel drive, for instance, is a feature. Never get stuck in the mud again is a benefit. And you need to understand that people buy benefits, not features. So you need to be able to paint a clear picture of what the prospect's life will be like after he or she purchases your product or service? What pain will it alleviate, such as being stuck in the mud? What pleasure will it bring? What problem will it solve? Those things need to clearly be in your presentation. And number five, they fail to give a clear reason to order or purchase right now. Now remember, a deal with no deadline is no deal. Okay, it's just an offer. So no matter what you're selling, you need to make sure that there's a powerful incentive for somebody to purchase right now. You need to just simply make them an offer that they can't refuse. Now, and there are lots of other ways people screw up a great sales presentation. I could keep on going, but I only promised you five, and I can't make this podcast too long. So the above ones are just a few that I've mentioned, but they're some of the most common ones I see, and we'll talk about some others in future episodes. My point is this. If you will take the time to learn how to be more effective by learning what makes people say yes, you will be much more effective no matter what you're due or what you're trying to sell. Okay? Think about that. And that concludes this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. I hope it was helpful to you. Hey, if you're serious about wanting to grow your business and be more successful at landing new customers and more referrals, give me a call at 770-993-0004. I'll be happy to give you a free one-hour coaching session. You'll come away from the call with some great ideas and insights on how to grow your business, and it won't cost you one penny. So call me. I'd love to hear from you. This is Hal Coleman. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, and I hope you have a great day.